Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes and 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. In this Creepy Days episode, artist Gus Fink and Emmy Boz share their Disney Halloween memories. I would like to welcome back to the show artist Gus Fink and Emmy Bob. Was that Fat Albert?
Well, it's a mix of Fat Albert and Robin Williams.
Okay. I heard a little genie in there. Oh, good. And hi, Emmy.
Hi. I don't do noises like that, so.
That's okay. We'll let it slide. But to make it up, your lack of noises, I want to know about any Disney Halloween memories you guys may have.
I remember being a kid and seeing something with Mickey Mouse Spooky Doo special and getting really excited about it. And last year my youngest daughter dressed up as Minnie Mouse for Halloween, so that was pretty Halloween-rific.
How old is she? Or was she?
She was 5. She's now 6. So, and like every year she's kind of like, I want to dress up as something really spooky.
Yeah, like really scary, like a Frankenstein or a vampire.
Yeah, I think I even bought her a Frankenstein outfit for last year.
You did.
And then last minute she's like, I really want to be Minnie Mouse.
Wow. That's,
so I was like, okay.
That's a 180.
Yeah.
So she had a big Minnie Mouse kick, and that's what she went as. That was Jason Voorhees, and she was Minnie Mouse.
Oh, very nice.
No, and the older one was Edward Scissorhands. That's kind of Disney because it's like Tim Burton.
Well, it wasn't a Disney movie, but it's only one step removed. I'll let it slide.
Yeah.
How'd you do the scissors?
Oh, I had to make little scissors out of tin foil and fabric, and then sew them to gloves up for her that were kid size because she really had her heart set on it. And I was like, I gotta do this. So, very, wow. Very creative, weird stuff.
And about a year before that, I was Wolverine, which is now owned by Disney. So.
All right, it's owned by it, but it's not really Disney.
Yeah, but they're at the theme parks now, and they're in the Disney stores, so it's kind of... Yeah.
All right, semantics. All right, Amy, how about you? Do you have any particular Disney Halloween memories?
Disney memories. I'm going to say Halloween time. Well, two years ago when we went to Disney in 2012, we went more in September, so we got to see the Halloween set up in Disney World, which is pretty cool. And I liked seeing all the street lamps as like pumpkin head Mickey Mouse characters and whatnot. That was pretty spiffy. And also, I have a memory from when I was little and I was a Disney princess for Halloween. And I bumped I was Princess Jasmine, which was kind of weird. But I remember that my mom said it was cold, so she made me wear my puffy winter jacket under my Princess Jasmine costume. So I was basically fat Princess Jasmine, and all the neighborhood children made fun of me for that.
Hmm. I don't know.
That's one of my Disney memories.
So I wasn't happy for you there. But, I mean, was it better that it was underneath or that it was over?
I mean, but both ways, Halloween-wise, for kids, if you're going to incorporate a coat, it's going to ruin the outfit for you because you want to show off the outfit. But if you stuff a huge puffy coat under a tight outfit, you're going to look like you're really trying to wear an outfit way too small for you. You know what I mean? So I was like, I couldn't put my arms down, basically. And they were like, oh, Princess Jasmine, I don't think you need candy. I think you need a treadmill.
Someone said that to you as a child?
Well, my neighborhood wasn't that. I mean, like, the people were kind of, like, you know, snooty, so.
Wow, what jerks. That's not a happy Disney Halloween memory.
I mean, it was happy getting the candy, but that.
Oh, well, we didn't realize we were supposed to be happy.
No, I was just joking. I didn't say they had to be happy.
I was going to say, stick with the Disney pumpkin head.
Yeah, and whenever Nightmare Before Christmas is in theaters around Halloween, sometimes they'll do it. We try to take the kids to see that. They're a fan of that, and that's Disney Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So.
For sure. Well, maybe one of these days you'll get out to Disneyland where they, from Halloween to Christmas, they overdo the Haunted Mansion to make it Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that's so cool.
In California, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't do that in Walt Disney World, but that's a little tidbit there that the whole family will enjoy.
So, oh, yeah. That'd be cool to say.
Cool. Well, thank you for sharing your Disney Halloween memories. And people want to find you guys and your artwork. Where do we send them?
You could just Google my name, Gus Fink, or Bing it, or just go to GusFink.com.
Bing it.
Bing it. Wow. You're trying to... No, that's not going to be a thing that people say.
Just bingy it. Just bing my bingy.
Bing me up at Gus Fink.
Bing up Gus Fink at GusFinkBingy.com.
Sorry, I couldn't let that slide. I couldn't let Bing it slide.
I'm glad. I thought that's the new hip thing.
No, it's not.
Just bing it.
Just go ask Jeeves it. Go ask
Jeeves. Yeah. Just ask Jeeves where to find Gus Fink. And
just go on Yahoo and search Gus Fink.
Yeah.
There you go. Or Emmy Boz is the same deal.
Yeah, I prefer Google. You can go to Google and Google Emmy Boz and you'll find me. And
we're all over eBay. eBay is the place.
eBay's all over us. We're all over eBay.
Yeah, we sleep with eBay.
not consensually.
This is a family show, guys.
Yeah.
I meant like we have the phone with eBay alerts on it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you were thinking, James.
Yeah, geez, well, James.
Yeah, I guess I went to that dark place.
We sleep in onesie pajamas. It's all kosher.
It's all kosher with eBay.
Yeah. All right, very good. All right, well, have a happy Halloween.
Thanks. You have a spooky, hollish mean, too.